Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Take off your underwear.
One, check your temperature, Todd. Should bring a thermometer in. Let's try this in real time tomorrow. Wear the hat, take the hat off, see how your temperature goes.
Now, the one you have at the pharmacy, Nick, is. You just pointed, right?
Yeah. This and then they got a new one. It's accurate now.
Oh, it's accurate? Okay.
Yeah. Threw me off yesterday.
The one that I have at home, you have to actually touch the forehead.
Yeah. Well, this is just like a laser. It's got something to just point, like it's infrared.
Well, yeah. Some TSA's now doing it now in certain airports, I saw.
So what if you're running a fever? They say.
You can't travel.
Go.
You can't travel.
We can't let you on.
And technically, if you're sick, you probably shouldn't travel. I realize that, you know, some people probably do hop on a plane when they're not feeling 100%, but the fever part, I mean, it's you can have the common cold and not have a fever and still fly. I get it.
I also think you can be running a 100-degree temperature and not be sick at all.
I don't know. That's a lot. Hundreds,
that's for doctors.
Hundreds a lot.
No, that's only a degree above what used to be normal, although 98.6 isn't normal anymore. It's a bigger range.
Well, they might let you fly at 100. Who knows? They don't know nothing. We're all learning this, you know. You know what? Dr. Mina's listening to us and laughing and cursing, so she'll probably call later this week. She always does check.
Well, there's lots of medical personnel that are listening and just leaving us hanging,
right?
Not helping us out.
More specifically, leaving the audience
just
hanging.
Just watching you squirm.
Yeah, but we're the audience in this situation. We're just asking the questions because, you know, I like science and experts. I don't like politicians. Telling me arbitrary dates because they think it's fine or because their leader called them and said, do this because you're going to kiss my ass.
I'm good with parameters. I'm good with the one where they said, okay, if we don't have a spike in cases for 14 consecutive days.
But we haven't.
Then we go.
But we're not doing that.
Yeah.
The state's not doing that.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
They're doing that.
None of them.
I mean, I think that was the original plan.
Not doing it right.
And
it
then everybody seemed to abandon
that plan.
That
is Trump's
plan.
It's written down.
Because
we don't feel like it.
We're all in a hurry.
Yeah. You got to go to Baskin Robbins.
I got to do push-ups in front of the gym. That's why you don't need a gym.
Yeah, you can do those.
Everything's so dumb.
That was the dumbest thing ever.
You can do those in your basement.
That was the dumbest thing ever in Florida. They're working out on the sidewalk protesting no gyms.
Well, they need.
But they were working out.
They need a squat rack.
Jog, do push-ups, sit-ups, squats.
Yeah, buy a weight set.
I need a deadlift bar.
Well, it'll wait.
All right. Our buddy Kathleen Dunbar is joining us.
Kathleen in Vegas. How you doing, Kathleen?
Thanks for getting up early. What time do you usually get up?
Doing my squat. Doing my squats right now.
Okay. Tell us what.
I won't say over who. I'll just none of your damn business.
They're good squats right there. Hey, what's it like to be in Vegas these days? It always looks weird to see the strip completely empty. Is it still that way?
Yes. Yes, it's depressing.
Yeah.
It's,
did you have to look at it once in a while?
Well, we've taken a drive, you know, so every once in a while you know, it's like visiting an old friend. You drive up the strip and it's too sad to see. So I don't want to do it anymore.
Yeah.
It is sad.
It would be sad. It's sad to see. I don't live. I just visit and it's just sad to see it on camera, let alone being there. Probably looks like a zombie movie or something like that. It does.
Yeah. It's like back when they would post pictures of Brett Favre sitting on the couch. Oh, come on.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what I was exactly thinking of. That's right. That's where the Wisconsin came into when right. The way she said Favre, 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 Brett Favre.
Hey. Brett Favre.
Brett Favre.
Oh, crepe steaks. I love that son of a gun.
So how's it like not doing stand-up? It's the longest you've ever gone without doing, I mean, a long time, right?
The absolute longest. It's, yeah. What, 2 months? It's the absolute longest.
Yeah.
It's, I literally walked off the, I was working at the Comedy Cellar at the Rio.
Mm-hmm.
And,
that's your home,
you know,
club?
Weeks are, well, I've got like 3-4 home clubs
all
here,
right,
that I work a lot. But yeah, it's one of my home clubs. And, you know, it's Monday through Sunday. The stuff was starting to heat up around Thursday, Friday, you know, all this buzz, city's closing down, watch, they're going to close Vegas. No way, dude, they're not closing Vegas. And sure enough, Saturday night, we get the call from the, you know, the New York franchise, and they say, you're shutting down the Rio, so tonight's our last show. There'll be no show Sunday.
Now our friend,
and we just kind of all sat there like a zombie. Like, you got to be kidding me.
Now I'm sure your friend, I'm sure your friends are familiar at least with Willie Farrell. He got sick out there when he flew back to Des Moines. You know, he got sick. He got the corona.
Yeah, yeah. I guess he was at. I think he was at the Laugh Factory.
Yeah,
at Tropicana.
Yeah,
yeah.
Did anybody else you know get sick so far?
I had this thing. I'm telling you, I had this thing the first week of January.
Yeah, people were saying that certain people thought they had it already.
I never had the cough, but I had the crud in the throat, complete exhaustion, and I still cannot smell.
All right.
No. See, Willie said he had difficulty breathing, so he had a pretty more he had a pretty severe case of it.
You can't smell still?
Yeah, there's still.
All right.
If something really strong, like if I cut open a lemon or you know,
what's it smell like when you're squatting?
Everything, I can't even say it on the radio. Everything has a distinct nasty smell now. Everything smells like old ass.
So everything, even nice stuff smells like old ass right now, huh?
People say, "Oh my gosh, smell the roses." No, screw you. I'm not smelling those roses.
You know what you should do is just smell old ass.
Maybe that smells like roses. Yeah.
When someone's squatting over you. I hope someone's squatting over you. Are you getting taken care of during these trying times?
Yeah.
Things are fine that way. We got the thing is we got plenty of time now. None of this. But, you know, Aaron's store opened up Saturday, so that's good.
Oh, okay.
He actually had a nice weekend, yeah.
What does he do? What's his store?
He owns a furniture store here in Vegas.
Okay, got it. Now, where's your son? Yeah. You have your son somewhere up in the Midwest still?
He's back in Milwaukee. Today's his birthday.
Is he? When's the last time you saw him?
I saw him the first week of March. I flew to Milwaukee for my granddaughter's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
A week before this hit, 10 days before this hit, which was great. Thank God I got to go see him when I did.
What are the what are the parameters now for Vegas reopenings? I saw they're going to do it in stages. What's going on so far? Do you know?
Well, right now what they did is they a couple weeks ago they finally opened golf courses back up.
Yep.
Losing my mind. You know, people say, "Oh, we're all in this together." I go, "We're in the same storm, but we're not on the same boat."
No, we're not.
My
no.
boat doesn't have a pool. Okay.
Yeah, I do see people posting some nice pools. Yeah, I think our Titus posted his pool.
Oh, did he? Okay.
Yeah, it was pretty nice.
Yeah, I read the comments online, and we're not all in this together.
No.
This is pretty divisive.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You used to do a lot of cruise ships. Are you ever going to get on a cruise ship again?
I have to work.
I know.
I have to work. I mean, this is the decision. And I'll be honest with you. Here's my thing. I've worked on a lot of cruise ships. I've done probably 70 cruise ships, 75 cruise ships.
Okay.
They're constantly cleaning. Now, did something happen on a particular cruise line? A lot of people got sick. Yeah, but they're constantly cleaning. I'll give them that. I mean, I swear, if I'm sitting in a chair too long, you're going to get cleaned. They're going to come and clean me.
Okay.
But even previous to the pandemic, you heard, like every other cruise ship, had the norovirus. Somebody was getting sick from the norovirus on a cruise.
Well, here's what I'm afraid of. Not the ship, the airport.
Yeah.
The airport.
Yeah, that's what scares me, the airports, right?
They're never cleaning.
No.
I see people like with their kids, and the kids have no shoes on, and they're running around the airport floor. You know, in the gate area.
That's true. They don't clean airports.
Put some shoes on your kid. You know.
When are they thinking about opening up a? I know casinos are thinking about it. Are they going to open up a comedy club with the casino, or is that going to be separate?
Well, here's the thing. It's gaming. Gaming has got to get the approval of the state.
Got it.
And they've come to an agreement in how it's going to be, like blackjack tables. Every other chair, only 3 chairs per blackjack table. Slot machines. I don't know. They're gonna pull the chairs away from the slot machines, so you can't be sitting close at slot. Because I know right now there is no timeline for when they're gonna open, but they're working on the legalities or the smart way to do it, I guess you could say.
Right. Yeah.
There are rumors of certain casinos are gonna open by the end of May. I don't believe it because they got to get approval from the state. Now a comedy club is opening May 26th here in town because it's a standalone comedy club. It's not in a gaming.
How are they going to do that? Because obviously all comedy clubs, the crowd is sitting real close together. Is it going to be 30%?
Well, they're going to have to abide by the guidelines put forth by the state. They're going to have it, you know, certain people far away from one another. I think it's going to be all plastic cups that get thrown out.
Oh, yeah. About that, right.
Servers will be wearing masks and hazmat suits.
Just going to put a keg in a corner and everybody fill up their solo cup.
I know you're a big fan of the video poker, so do you have finger protection?
Unbelievable. Well, I have a machine here at home.
Oh, you do?
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, but that one doesn't pay off, though. It just sits there, right?
You want to bet?
Oh, you load it with your own cash and it pays off? Oh, that's nice. That makes sense. A ticket comes out and you cash it yourself? Okay, that makes a lot of sense. All right.
It's the competition. She loves the competition.
Since you don't have to hop in an airport, will you perform at that comedy club in May?
Well, this one is a club that I don't work. I have never worked it. Will I go down on the night they open and support? Yeah, I'll go down.
All right. Yeah, well, you know what they might, but like you said, nobody's flying, so they might need comedians that don't normally do it. You probably feel safer on stage and would be in a crowd, I would think. At least you'll separate a little bit.
I think being in a town like Vegas, when the comedy clubs do open, I think I'm going to be in the right place because, yeah, they are going to need a lot of local comedians. They're going to need a lot of local entertainers, period, whether you're a singer or a magician or a band.
Yeah.
You know, they're gonna want... Because, again, it's not just the casinos, but the hotels. But when the hotels open,
right?
You know, how is that going to go? People sneezing and coughing in a hotel room.
Oh,
you know,
God.
Where did they sneeze and cough on? The wallpaper? How do you know how much cleaning to do?
Oh,
you got it.
These are all legitimate questions.
Oh, man, you got to scrub. Usually you just scrub down the phone in a hotel room. You're right. Imagine just coming and scrubbing on the walls. It'd take you all day.
Yeah.
Man.
I know. That's what I'm saying. When I get on a ship, I always take my way. By the way, I've been a germaphobe most of my adult life.
Got it.
So this isn't, you know, this doesn't scare me because I got this. You know, I don't touch anything. Like when I'm, you know, someone said to me, "You're golfing. Oh, that's so dangerous. What do you do when you have to go to the bathroom?" Well, I pee. That's what I do.
She does her squats.
You know, the bathrooms are, you know, I'm to be honest with you, I haven't sat on a public toilet since 1986. So,
oh, you are going to squat in then, right?
Yeah,
all right.
I got that. I'm a squatter. I flush it with my foot.
Yeah, I always do that.
I have sinks and soap and paper towels. And then before I get back in my golf cart, I put my Purell on my hands. You know, stamping together like a dealer.
Yeah.
And boom, on we go. Give me my club and let's go.
And they just opened golf courses, right, in Vegas recently?
Yeah, about a little over a week ago. They were open for a while, and then they shut down, and then we were smart. We were driving to Arizona to golf,
which
was about an 80-minute drive.
Why not get out of town?
Got nothing else to do, you know.
All right.
Well, so we're keeping our sanity. But my thing is, you know, the when is this going to all open up? And we, the not knowing is what's brutal on everybody.
Yeah, that's what
and
gives everybody.
When we open up, is it going to be safe? You know, maybe Joe over on the left will do it right, but Joe on the right won't do it right.
We're seeing that already in a lot of these other states. Somebody's doing it right and somebody's not doing it right because it's a goddamn right constitution. Yeah. I can be anywhere I want. Yeah, that kind of crap.
Well, it varies from country to country, and I think we should learn from countries who are actually flattening the curve.
They have decent leaders,
but
Todd.
We seem to have our own playbook.
Yes, we do.
And there's no rhyme or reason for it.
Well, me.
Yeah, did they just open Disney in China?
China, 30% capacity. And they showed people getting into a roller coaster two or three seats apart from each other. So, you know, whatever. They're doing it. That's probably fairly safe, I guess. You know,
That's fine. And then you see how that goes, right? I think.
But how quick would a mask fly off on a roller coaster, man? I mean, your mask just fly up, choke you. All right. We can't wait to see you. I know it's been a while.
I can't wait to see you, too. I would love to. I got to see Todd and his lovely wife when they were in Vegas right before this stuff hit.
Yeah, that was the end of September when I went out to see Greta Van Fleet.
But, you know, we want you to be our Vegas correspondent. That's cool. Let's keep checking back in. Is that nice? Is that good?
Yeah, not a problem. I'd be happy to do that with you guys.
Kathleen Dunbar, very funny.
What's afloat?
All right, let us know what's going on. When we hear something good and in the middle of a squat, give us a call, okay?
Oh, you got it, guys. And stay safe.
All right.
And thanks for keeping up the laughter. We all need laughter through all of this.
Thank you, Kathleen.
All right. Thanks for your time.
Take care.
Love you.
Okay, bye-bye, guys. Love you, too.
Kathleen Dunbar. I screw up her name again. My tongue is hurting today. Craig, I blame you.
It seems like there's a story there you need to share with the rest of us, between the two of you.
There may be a story there. It does not need to be shared. Let's wrap up the list of the players that had Little Richard.
Let's do that.
144 players that had the 87-year-old Little Richard. The Washington Pale-Faced Devils.
Hey, that's racist.
Gets a hit with Little Richard, as does Weinstein's Miracle-Gro.
That's always
damn
a good one.
Damn poor plant.
Is that dude caught? He's very much in the...
He wants out.
I know, but
of the virus.
Yeah, he's not in good shape.
Didn't he get it?
I thought he did.
I thought Weinstein did.
He said, no,
test
you
positive.
Can't get out.
I already started it.
Yeah, that might have been it, too.
He's patient zero.
Yeah. Right.
Which island gets a hit?
Yeah.
You know, I've been to Hawaii.
Which island?
You like a licky dicky.
There you go.
Whiskey tank. Wichita Nick, two holes, no waiting.
Yeah.
Three holes, no waiting.
That's one of Nick's friends.
Yeah, Wichita Nick, right?
Willie's Lazy Susan gets a hit.
That was Willie Farrell, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Womb Stew, Yakety Schmackety.
Womb Stew always made me heave a little bit when I hear that. I don't know what it is.
Sounds unsettling.
It does.
We were all Womb Stew at some point.
Yeah.
Why not me? You said duty. And Zach Morris gave me crabs. All had Little Richard in the Deadpool.
Kelly Kapowski in the Deadpool there.
Yeah. No leaderboard change, by the way.
No.
And even with Jerry Stiller, no leaderboard change, right?
That's correct.
So nobody has five hits yet?
That's correct. We have several players with four.
Right.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We have another death to report. This is not necessarily someone that we're aware of, but a lot of people are. Popular YouTuber Corey LeBarry, hope I'm saying his name correctly, was killed in a car crash in Los Angeles on his 21st birthday Sunday.
Wow. Damn. The non-corona deaths are just seem weird.
His friend...
You know,
on his birthday,
I know. His friend, Ink Master contestant Daniel Silva, was driving the 2020 McLaren.
Whoa, that's a nice car. Fast,
and
too.
The friend, Daniel Silva, is now charged with murder.
Yep.
Ooh.
For allegedly driving under the influence.
Oh.
They say the McLaren was traveling at a high rate of speed when it ran off the road and hit a tree.
Did the Vince Neil, huh?
That's not manslaughter.
Yeah. Right.
That's murder.
Yep.
Killing the Corey LeBerry. The police also say that Mr. Silva tried to flee the scene but was stopped by citizens who came to help. Man. Silva did not suffer the life-threatening injuries in the wreck. Got a broken hip, though. Apparently, earlier in the day, they were celebrating the birthday. There was drinking. There was a high rate of speed. Both guys incredibly popular in their own right. Daniel's a big hit on the
Ink Master thing.
Ink Master. Corey had hundreds of thousands of followers.
The weird part about the YouTubers is I could probably say that guy's name to my son and my daughter. They'd know exactly who it was.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's such a weird dynamic because even in the old days, if you didn't follow something, you sort of knew who was famous.
But for that generation,
yeah,
YouTubers are stars.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a real affordable vehicle.
How much is that?
It starts at $215,000.
I was going to say.
I keep seeing these links on Facebook, too, about, you know, since they're having trouble selling cars during the pandemic, and these are really nice cars, and they always say, hey, cheaper than ever, and you click on, and no, it's not.
What's the high end? Can you pay $1 million for a McLaren? If you get it tricked out enough.
What's just looking at?
Easily, you can pay that for some vehicles.
Yeah,
I don't think I've ever even heard of a McLaren.
The McLaren cool? 600LT is specifically the vehicle that he was driving.
Yeah, they're not unlike a Ferrari or a Lamborghini.
I think they're lower to the ground.
Sleek design.
Yeah, you got to crawl in it.
Probably you know what we also lost, and this was a couple of months ago, was the guy who invented copy and paste.
I think we talked about
that. Yeah, we mentioned that guy.
Oh, did we?
Yeah. Because
I read that again the other day. Mm-hmm. I didn't know if we had mentioned it.
I hope the Control-Alt-Delete guy's doing okay.
Yeah, he's doing good.
No, that one specifically, Craig, starts at $240,000.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, 0 to 60 in 3 seconds. My kids always used to think when we were walking around the store, they'd be like, oh, when they were little, they'd be like, oh, that's this YouTuber.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, nah, it's not.
Then
we were in South Bend last year, and we're walking around the campus, and my son's like, this is that guy from TikTok. I'm like, okay, whatever. And it was.
Yeah. But I've also had this situation where my son will find one of you guys, you stand-ups, and act like I don't know them. My favorite one was he said, this is about 6-8 months ago, he goes, hey, Dad, you know it's funny. I'm watching. I go, what are you watching? I was a comedian, real funny guys, small guys, Brad Williams. I said, Ryder. I said, he's been in the studio 1,000 times. I know the guy. So it's like, you know.
I'm going to watch something else then, Dad.
that was almost it. He goes, I said, well, next time he's in town.
Much then.
I said, the next time he's in town, you can meet him.
Well, there's any number of
them. But he wasn't impressed.
Yeah, well, yeah, but he was like, if you know him, he can't be cool.
That's it. Yeah. That's the way it was. I said, no, he's not just a YouTuber. He's a stand-up comedian, and I know the guy. All right.
Whatever, Dad.
That's exactly what it was.
Is it that Dr. Lupo? Is he not from Omaha? Big on Twitch?
Yeah.
There's any number of Nebraskans who are YouTube sensations.
Oh, my kids know. My kids know some people that are really famous on Instagram and stuff, and they're locals, and I don't know who they are. But, you know, that's fine. That's on them. But I know who Brad Williams is, you know.
Yeah, so I'm trying to find out if there's a McLaren that will get you to $1 million. And I'm guessing there is, because when you go up to their Ultimate Series vehicles, they don't even tell you the price. You just have to click and say, register interest. Was their nice way of saying if you have to ask,
there's a clickbait in those situations, too, because there's a bunch of Beamer ads on Facebook. And one of them said the Beamer, the 8 Series. And said, cheaper than ever before. And if you call $147,000 cheaper, yeah, I guess you would.
No, it was $148,000 last year.
Yeah, it might have been $148,000 last year.
It's a deal.
I said, yeah, you're not sucking anybody in with that. You know, that's not cheap. I don't care what kind of cash you have. All right. Kathleen Dunbar from Vegas. Squatting. Comedy club opening there in the end of May. Man, that's wild, huh?
Well, tentative.
Yeah. You know what's going to happen.
But that's the plan.
If any place is going to force people to go out and die, it's Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you think?
They got to get their cash.
Get out and die. All right. Going back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.